You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
The love gov, Andrew Cuomo, the nursing home killer, he's taking advantage of this, full advantage, to go out there and say Zora Mandami is dangerous. And his past comments make him absolutely ineligible to be mayor of New York City. So, like I said, the shooting, the killing, the horrific tragedy may change things in that race for mayor of New York City, the biggest city in America, the most closely watched race right now, besides the New Jersey governor's race. It may. Mandami also did call for a nationwide ban on assault rifles. So shocking. I know. Welcome back. Glad you're here and hope that you're having a great day. This is apparently the last day of the heat wave, and then we'll get back to kind of normal-ish summer temperatures, meaning hot, but not as oppressively hot, because it is still freaking summer. And thank God for air conditioning, even though electricity rates are going up again because of the leftist policies of people like His Royal Ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable. But Lee Zeldin, EPA Administrator Zeldin, doing so much to try to deregulate, to make things more affordable for everybody. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So let's begin, though, with the fact that the Fed has decided that they're going to keep interest rates steady, keep them the same. That just happened a short time ago. Not really a surprise there. That's what people were expecting the Fed was going to do, leave rates unchanged. And then they're going to probably, hopefully, make a cut when they meet again, I guess, in September. So they're expected to do a 25 basis points cut, quarter point cut. Then hopefully that happens. I know President Trump will be happy about it. But there's great economic news today. Great economic news on consumer confidence and GDP. So we'll break that down for you as the show goes on. And that is the big story of the day, brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let Dr. Mike give you the smile of your dreams. He's the man, and that's what he does, and he does it better than anybody. That's what he does. All right, excellent. So, yeah, we'll get some audio of Mandami's press conference. It just wrapped up a short time ago, but I'm amazed that, you know, New York City may have a mayor elected who one time said defunding the police was queer liberation. Defunding the police was what was needed for trans people. He one time saw a cop sitting in his car crying by Central Park or something. And he actually tweeted out, "Nature is healing," with like a smiley face, like mocking the cop who was crying in his car, upset about something. So, I mean, he's a con artist. He's a snake. He's a snake oil salesman. And he's a total freaking liar. I hope the guy loses. But then again, he probably is going to win because the Democrats, you know, this is their party now. I mean, this is their extreme left. I just feel bad for the NYPD. I do. I feel bad for the NYPD to have a guy like this to become their mayor after they just lost one of their own in a horrific shooting. It's going to kill recruitment, and it's going to make them very upset. So while it's easy, since we don't live in New York and we have no plans to turn around and say, yeah, you know what, you get what you vote for. True. But you can also have empathy for the cops who have to deal with this guy if he does become the mayor. But it's a mess because Eric Adams, he is a cop, and yet he's unpopular. So people want him gone. And Cuomo is got all his baggage. I mean, being the nursing home killer and also the fact that he was the groper. And now he was a groper and they driven out of office, resigned in disgrace and shame. And he's trying for his political comeback. And so you've got essentially three Democrats in the race. So the vote's going to split. Mandami's going to win it. I mean, I don't think Curtis Lee was going to be able to. Unfortunately, I don't think any Republican in this day and age of New York City is going to be able to win. But, you know, we'll see. And, like I said, we'll grab some of that audio, Matt. It should be posting now. He wrapped it up a short time ago. And speaking of Cuomo, his idiot brother, the lesser Cuomo, is blaming how we speak to each other on social media for the shooting in New York City. That's what he's blaming. And he's blaming how we talk to each other for a lunatic walking in and shooting people. The lesser is still, every time people send me clips of him saying something that's remotely conservative or something, I ignore it. Because I think the guy is a con artist too, and I think he'll say whatever he has to say to try to get attention and to try to promote his dumb show on News Nation. And so I'm going to play this today because it's stupid, and that's why I'm going to play it, because the lesser says a lot of very, very stupid things, and this is one of them. It's not how we speak to each other. This whole idea of the of heated political rhetoric causing violence is nonsense. Nobody on our side of the aisle is causing political violence. It's the left. The left is engaging in political violence. This had nothing to do with political violence or political speech or anything like that. It had nothing to do with that. But it was a mentally ill man who walked in and killed people. And gun control is not going to stop that. And it's, you know, there are very sick individuals out there. We got to have a serious conversation about mental health in this country. But you could have the greatest mental health in the world if the guy doesn't get the proper treatment he needs, or if the treatment isn't working, or if the drugs that he's given cause side effects that lead him to be violent. I mean, there's only so much you can do. You know, that's why you have to have protections in place to be able to protect people from bad people, crazy people. I mean, I hate to say it, but that's really what it comes down to. It's a big country. There's a lot of people, and there's a lot of disturbed people in that country. But all these little petty ideas that politicians come up with and have, and then comments like that about rhetoric and how we speak to each other. It's just like after Trump was almost assassinated in Butler, and I got asked the question about, well, Rich, don't both sides need to tone down the rhetoric? And I said, no, it's not both sides. It's one side. It's the left. It's the left with their rhetoric, and they're still doing it with the Nazis and the Nazi comparison and the Sidney Sweeney ad. You know, they're angry about a hot woman in jeans who makes a joke about her jeans in a reference to a Brooke Shields commercial from the 1980s. And I got to give a hat tip to Richard in Walla Walla, Washington, who pointed out yesterday, and I meant to share it on the air at the time. I just got distracted. Shocking. But he said, and doesn't help, Sidney Sweeney, not only is she blonde, blue-eyed, with good genes, but her initials are SS. Good catch there, Richard. And to Joan Cullen, who pointed out on X yesterday, she's actually spray-painting out the word jeans, G-E-N-E-S, and writing jeans, as if to say it's not about my genes, it's about my genes, meaning that it's not about what I'm born with, or my DNA, it's about the fact that I'm wearing really, really nice jeans. But Dunkin' Donuts just dropped a new ad. And in the ad, they've got this young guy who's blondish with lighter, darker skin, but light skin. And he comes out and talks about his great jeans. So everybody's capitalizing on this. You know why? Because in this day and age, more people are going to see an ad. And this is the truth. More people are going to see an ad on social media based on the reaction to that ad than they're ever going to see by watching that ad on television or something else. So if you put an ad with a beautiful woman like Sydney Sweeney, it's going to get traction because she's a beautiful woman. So there's a certain element that are going to share it and talk about it because of that. Then you throw in the jeans controversy, which I'm sure these smart executives knew full well what they were doing. Then you're going to have that whole controversy. So then suddenly everybody's talking about an ad that you did. More eyes are going to see it because it's controversial than if you paid lots and lots of money to air it on television because nobody's watching television anymore. So everybody's on the internet now, and the internet is the place of social outrage. And so then people want to comment on the outrage so that they can get likes and clicks on their take on the outrage, and then that's what happens. And we see this happen every single day in this country. By the way, Kamala Harris has announced she's not going to lose the race for governor of California. She's officially announced she will not be losing the race for governor of California because she won't be running for governor of California. That just broke a few moments ago, putting out the following statement by the former vice president of the United States. Over the past 6 months, I've spent time reflecting on this moment in our nation's history and the best way for me to continue fighting for the American people and advocating the values and ideals I hold dear. I am a devout public servant, and from the earliest days of my career, I have believed that the best way I could make a difference in people's lives and fight for a better future was to improve the system from within. And it has been a profound honor to do that work and serve the people of California and our nation as a prosecutor, attorney general, United States Senate, senator, and vice president. And by the way, this is a written statement, because if she was saying this out loud, she'd be two sheets to the wind and stumbling her way through it and giggling and hacking and doing that cackle. And the word salad would not be nearly as coherent as a written statement written by her staff. But anyway, in recent months, I have given serious thought to people, to the people of California who've asked me for the privilege to serve as their governor. I love this state, its people, and its promise. It is my home. But after deep reflection, I've decided that I will not run for governor of California in this election. Blah, 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 blah. And then basically says, for now, my leadership and public service will not be in elected office. I look forward to getting back out and listening to the American people, helping elect Democrats across the nation who will fight fearlessly, and sharing more details in the months ahead about my own plans. And of course, she talks about culminating in that we have a moment of crisis. This is a moment of crisis that we're in, and the institutions are failing us and blah, blah, blah. So she's probably going to run for president again in 2028. I mean, why not? You know, I mean, add her to the list of losers who want to run in 2028. The list keeps growing and growing and growing. And Hunter Biden is now being discussed as a candidate in 2028. Hunter Biden as a candidate in 2028. Could you imagine? Could you imagine Hunter running? Hunter Crockett. Hunter Biden and Jasmine Crockett. Hunter Crockett. That's a real thing. That's actually something people are floating right now. That's a real thing. Hunter Crockett. So, speaking of Biden, there are now more Biden aides who are set to testify, including one who's actually going to testify and not just plead the fifth and sit there in front of the House investigators who are trying to figure out the entire controversy and scandal around protecting Biden's pudding mush brain. And the president in Scotland talked about we had a dead country and we had a president who didn't know where the hell he was. And let's begin there, shall we, in this hour talking. This is President Trump, cut number four from his trip to Scotland, which is getting all kinds of praise for the deals that he's worked out with the European Union. Cut number four.
Your country was dead 1 year ago. 1 year ago, we had a dead, and we did. We had a dead country. We had a president who didn't know where the hell he was. We had horrible, horrible people running our country. I think they were sick people, actually, sick. You talk about censorship, those are big censors. That's all they did was censor, and they didn't know what to do. And they had high taxes. They wanted more tax, total censorship, transgender for everybody, men playing in women's sports, everything bad they wanted, and they still do. That's what they still do. That's why they're down at 15% or something, I saw today, the lowest that the other part of the Democrats have ever been. But no, I find that when you lower taxes, you get growth.
We did have a dead president. I mean, he was like lifeless eyes, like a doll's eyes, like a shark's eyes, black lifeless eyes. Why does this still matter? It still matters because Hunter Biden did a lot of things. Or Joe Biden did a lot of things. But we don't know if he actually did them or not. Auto pens, the auto pen scandal, pardoning people, signing executive orders. He did those things, but we don't know if he actually did those things. We just don't know if he did those things. And that's why everybody's trying to investigate all this, because the American people need to know. I mean, it's Russiagate, it's Epstein, and it's Biden. And those are the big three scandals that the American people deserve answers to. Epstein, Russiagate, and Biden's pudding brain. And until we get answers on all those things, we're not going to be happy. So we want answers. We want to, we want people held accountable too. Held accountable for all these things. And if there were people running this country, and we know they were, when Joe Biden could not do the job, then we want them to be held accountable. And we also want the people who were protecting Jeffrey Epstein to be held accountable. And we want the people that launched the Russiagate hoax against President Trump to be held accountable. Using the fact that they knew that this dossier was created by Hillary Clinton and her team, and they went forward with it anyway, and the FBI lied about it. They lied to you, and they helped push this narrative so that people would believe that Trump was colluding with Russia, and it cost the American taxpayers $60 million in the Mueller probe, and it divided our country even further, and it caused calamity, and it almost overthrew a presidency. And yeah, you're damn right. People need to be held accountable for that. Absolutely, 100%. Accountability is the word of the day. It's the word of the day, and it's what we need. We need accountability. And it makes me laugh. I mean, Democrats are so afraid of the Russiagate coming to light and what Obama and Comey and Brennan and Clapper did. And then they're so afraid of the fact that there are going to be people who might say, yeah, you know what? Joe Biden didn't know what he was doing. And we were running the country. And they're also losing at every turn to Donald Trump, who keeps just scoring wins, even today, economically, big economic wins. So they're throwing tantrums. Like Count Grantangelo, Spartacus Booker, and the Tears of Rage band Cory Booker did yesterday on the floor of the Senate, throwing a tantrum to try to go viral. And that's what these Democrats do. They throw tantrums, trying to go viral. I think the new one now is Eric Swalwell's challenging Greg Gutfeld to a bench-pressing competition. Silly antics by people who have no plan and no vision to try to get attention on social media. And they're social media hucksters. I mean, to watch the media landscape change to such a degree that right now it's all about viral and it's all about clicks, and you've got elected officials who are all trying for clicks and to go viral at this moment, and they know that the more that they act like histrionic fools, the more drama, the more they grandstand, the more they yell, the more they try to get arrested, the more they do these things, the more viral they're going to go. And that's the world we live in right now. And the other thing, and it should not be lost on anybody, is that in the middle of these Democrats who are all acting like crazy people, scaring, trying to tell everybody that America's coming apart at the seams, the American people are feeling pretty good. I mean, that's what the numbers that came out today said. The American people feel confident about the economy, and there's growth. And that growth comes from consumer confidence. You feel good again about the direction of America, so you're spending money. That's what it's about. You're confident with this president that he's got the country going in the right direction. The deregulation that's happening, the permitting process, they're making the permitting process easier for things. That's happening. Energy prices are coming down. Gas is now under $3 a gallon again, and people are happy. So, yeah, Democrats can have their temper tantrums, and they can try to go viral on TikTok, and they can throw a tantrum on the floor of the Senate, hoping that goes viral on TikTok. But people wind up laughing at them. You know, they laugh at them, and they turn around and they say, "You people are fools. You're fools. You know, you're acting like children. And when you have no plan and you have no direction, that's what children do. They have temper tantrums." If a kid doesn't know what to do with their time, and I know this because I have three of them, they get bored and they start acting out, particularly my 5-year-old. You know, when Reagan gets bored, she acts out like five-year-olds do. So you have to keep them entertained. My five-year-old is very bright, and she likes to be entertained, and she likes to do things. And when she doesn't, she winds up causing trouble. The Democrats are like five-year-olds right now, and they don't have a shiny object, and everybody hates them. Their polling numbers are at an all-time low. So instead of coming out with ideas and bold visions and or just a reset in the party and turning around and saying, you know, we are terrible at this. We're really, really bad. They double down. Mikey Sherrill, the Democrat candidate for governor of New Jersey, picks a college president to be her running mate at a time when the Democrat Party is being called out for being the party of the faculty lounge and the coastal elites. Jack Cittarelli picks a cop to be his running mate, the sheriff of Morris County, at a time when people are calling for more public safety and law enforcement. He picks a cop, a guy who works for a living. Mikey Sherrill picks a college president. You could not have a more clear dichotomy. And the senator of New Jersey, one of the two, Cory Booker, throwing temper tantrums and hissy fits and getting blasted by his fellow Democrats for his temper tantrums and his hissy fits. Because that's what you have. Meanwhile, Trump racks up wins. Meanwhile, the economy is good. Here's National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett talking about the GDP announcement that we have today. There's blockbuster growth, and we're feeling good about things. Even CNBC roasted Trump-hating Democrats. We'll get to that in a second, but here's cut number one.
It's really one of the best GDP announcements or releases that you could imagine, because there's blockbuster growth way above expectation. And there's also a real almost collapse in inflation. It went down by about 1.5% all the way down to 2.1%, which is the Fed's target. And so to have high growth with low inflation and also high income growth, personal income growth was 3%. That's just like about a sweet spot for a GDP release. And I will add that all of this happened while $127 billion in tariffs was raised, which is clearly not harming the American consumer. And we've been downsizing government in order to be more fiscally responsible. 70,000 federal jobs have been reduced at 5%. There was a 5% reduction in federal government spending while all this was going on.
Hey, man, cut those government jobs, baby. I love it. Deregulate, stream up the permitting process. Get energy going, and everybody's happy, and people are feeling good. So let the Democrats act like children, have their temper tantrums, throw their hissy fits. It's okay. People are laughing at them, and we'll continue to do so. We got a lot to talk about today. Breaking news all over the place. Zoran Mamdani confronted about his past comments about defund the police. We'll talk about that. Great to have you with us. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know you're watching on the YouTube stream right now. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. You're thinking I need a haircut. I'm getting one Friday morning. Okay. Both me and my son Patrick are getting haircuts. This has been a week because we've had Claire's Play. Claire's Play is going on all week. And so the in-laws were in town. They left this morning. Mama Zioli and Papa Zioli arrived today. We got the play. And then I got, you know, summer camp, and I'm dad's taxi service in the morning, taking everybody to their various summer camps and to the play and the rehearsal and dinner with the family. And it's, you know, it's been a lot. But the haircut's Friday. So before you make your little comments in the YouTube chat, cause it is a little the humidity doesn't help either. It's like poof, you know, but that's my genes. Those are my genetics. Anyway, I agree with Michael Pelka, who just texted me, Stunt Brain, our buddy, who said, I guarantee you that Mandami's going to win these press conferences. He's very well-spoken and articulate. Yeah, I do. I agree. I think he's going to win. There's some Democrats who are feigning outrage over him, but he's a huckster, and he's the kind of guy that will go out there and say whatever he has to say, and he's very telegenic, and he's very good on social media, and this is an age of going viral on social media. I mean, it's the age we live in. You know, TV, radio, all these traditional platforms are now asking you to be more on social media and streaming. Think about it. I mean, we spend a lot of time on this radio station asking you to go listen on an app or watch on YouTube. We're not dumb. We want you to listen. So, yeah, you can listen on the Odyssey app, or you can listen on the iHeartRadio app, or you can stream the show on YouTube, or you can get the podcast on whatever podcast platform you choose. But we spend a lot of time directing people to social media. Then we put clips on social media. We put clips on X. We put clips on Instagram and Facebook. And I don't know if we put – I put clips on TikTok, but – you know, I mean, this is the new world, and it's changing at such a rapid pace that everybody is now competing to try to get more attention on social media. And if something goes viral on social media, then they also don't have to spend the money that they would have to spend to try to get eyes on something, because it's going to get eyes because it's viral. So the American Eagle ad is a great example of this. You take Sydney Sweeney. She's gorgeous. She's well endowed by her creator in every aspect, and their little comment on jeans, I'm sure someone in that corporate boardroom or the PR company or the marketing company knew that there'd be social media backlash. It's like there'd be social media backlash if they showed her boobs. And since that's what gets clicks and that's what gets eyes and moves the needle, then that's what you're going to get. So in New York, you got Mandami, who I didn't think was going to win. People didn't think it, but Cuomo acknowledges the Love Gov. He didn't reach young voters. Young voters are not watching TV. They're not listening to the radio. They're streaming everything. Like, Spotify's numbers went up. Their subscriber base went up. People are paying money to subscribe to sites that don't have commercials so that they can listen to music and podcasts without having to be bothered by commercials. They're going on free sites like YouTube and TikTok and other platforms, and they're watching viral clips that last 30 to 60 seconds as their attention span can stomach, and scrolling through them, and then they're adding their commentary to things, and then those things go viral. Mandami was able to hit on that, and he kind of snuck in under the radar because he was very good at social media. There was a thing he did where he ran into the ocean in a suit on the polar bear plunge. And it got a lot of eyes. It's all about getting eyes now on social media. So the how rapidly this is changing, and now companies are trying to capitalize on that. Like, Dunkin' Donuts wasted no time in coming up with their own ad, their own spin on the Sydney Sweeney thing, so that they can get backlash. Or at least they can get people talking about it by just, you put an ad out and then you hope that it goes viral because people will talk about it. And that's the world we live in. And it's changing at the exponential rate it's changing, backed a lot by artificial intelligence, which now is able to convince you it's not a robot. So I saw that story. Now, when you go on a site and they make you do the test to prove you're human, ChatGPT can pass that test now. So it can pass the test to prove that it's not a robot. A robot can now figure out how to beat the system and pretend like it's a human. So the what AI is doing to social media and what AI is doing to make things viral and just be able to turn stuff out in seconds where it used to take days, where now they can put out a fully produced, and I'm putting air quotes in here, commercial, because I don't know if this commercial is going to actually run on television. I don't know. It doesn't have to. It really doesn't anymore. And to reach a target consumer base of the 18 to 35-year-olds, that is the sweet spot of marketing, you really hope that they see a clip of something on social media. You're not really banking on them tuning into the whole show. This was kind of this was Stephen Colbert's problem. It's late night comedy's problem in general because young people are not watching those shows. And Colbert had no presence on TikTok. So when I asked my friend at Fox News the other day, who's in her 20s, she never heard of the guy. She thought everybody was mispronouncing the name of the killer who got sentenced. They were just saying his name wrong. Never heard of Stephen Colbert. And I said Fox is different because Fox has this incredibly loyal audience built in that stays with the network and doesn't leave. Our radio station's like that because we have a loyal audience, and thank you for being part of that, that typically tunes in from morning to night and keeps the radio on. And then, you know, people say, I keep the station on all day. Or they come back to the app. If they leave, they come back to the app, whatever it is. Or you build a loyal following because they like the host of the show, and then they go where the host goes. So if the host leaves radio or TV and goes and does a podcast or does something on social media, then the audience follows them there. People want content on their time. When they want it, they don't want to be bothered, and they don't want to listen to things that they are not interested in. That's why, like in our podcast, for example, you see what we're talking about, and if you're not interested in that, you can skip ahead to something that interests you. But of course, everything I say is interesting, so very few people skip ahead. But you get the point. And so you're constantly living in that universe. And just to show you how quickly the world's changed, Dunkin' Donuts dropped this ad a short time ago, like today, in response to the Sydney Sweeney ad, and it's already racking up millions of views with people commenting on it to either say, oh, look, another company is being insensitive, or they're mocking the people who are outraged at the Sydney Sweeney ad because of the eugenics backlash, which is a stupid backlash anyway. The idea that Sydney Sweeney has good genes and she's blonde and blue-eyed, and therefore, this is some sort of nod to Nazi eugenics and Joseph Mengele. I mean, it's so stupid. Or they put this ad out there hoping that people are going to then go out there to say, ha-ha, you see, the backlash against Sydney Sweeney has led other companies to put out ads like this. Like, these people know what they're doing. They're not dumb. They're pretty smart here. But this is the new ad they dropped to this guy, Gavin Castellango, who I've never heard of, and it doesn't matter if I've ever heard of him because I'm not their target audience. I wouldn't drink this drink in a million years anyway. So it's a consumer base they're going for that I don't fit that demographic. You may not fit that demographic, but they know you're going to wind up seeing it anyway because somebody like me is going to talk about it, or Fox News is going to pick it up, and the Five will show it, or they'll show it on Gutfeld. You see, even if you're not on social media to the degree that a certain generation is, you'll wind up seeing it because in order for shows like mine and shows like theirs to stay relevant, they want to make sure you know what people are talking about. That's the whole nature of what we do here, that you know what people are talking about. So for many people, they had no idea there was a backlash about a Sydney Sweeney jeans ad because they didn't even know there was a Sydney Sweeney jeans ad. The only reason they heard about it was because somebody like me or Gutfeld or Dana Perino on The Five or somebody else was talking about it because their young producers found it because they're all in their 20s and they're on social media and they saw it and they found it. And then somebody writes an article on Axios or some other site blasting it as being insensitive and pro-Hitler or whatever other stupidity they come up with, which then leads people to talk about the backlash and the outrage around that, which leads to more backlash and more outrage. It's like a gigantic circle, basically, that comes full circle. when people spend their money buying the American Eagle jeans because they just saw a hot chick in jeans. I mean, it really comes down to the basics. That sells. I mean, it does. You know, like, it works. The body positivity thing, not as much. You know, putting a gargantuan person in jeans does not have the same appeal to somebody else, because we all want to believe that we're like that person. We all want to believe that we can be as good as them in some way, shape, or form. It's like why I like superhero movies. Deep down, I want to believe that I'm Batman, you know? And deep down inside, not the Ben Affleck version, but you know what I mean. Deep down inside, I want to believe that I can look as good in a suit as that guy wearing the suit in the picture does. I know I'm not going to, but I want to believe that. And a big part of marketing is making you believe that. So here's Dunkin' Donuts with their own little take on this, Cut 32.
Look, I didn't ask to be the king of summer. It just kind of happened. This tan? Genetics. I just got my color analysis back. Guess what? Golden summer. Literally. I can't help it. Every time I drink a Dunkin' Golden Hour Refresher, it's like the sun just finds me. So if sipping these refreshers makes me the king of summer, guilty as charged.
And he's lounging by the pool, and he's a good-looking young guy, and he's fit, and he's, you know what I mean? A couple thoughts on that ad, if you notice, a guilty as charged. So it's like Dunkin's way of tongue-in-cheek saying, yeah, we know we're capitalizing on the outrage over the genes, G-E-N-E-S, and that's why he talks about his genetics. Guilty as charged. Yes, we're doing it, and we want you to know we're doing it, and we're doing it because we want you to know we're doing it. And good for them. I mean, great and smart, because an ad like that at one point would have taken weeks or months to put together. Now they can turn it around in a matter of hours. They can take something that's a viral trend and they can put it out there on social media, and then they can make their own viral trend on that. But let's understand that, how it relates to politics, because these politicians are all trying to do the exact same thing. There's a reason why that dope Eric Swalwell did something stupid in his pool that we did not bother you making you watch. We didn't want to harsh your mellow that way. There's a reason why that idiot was weightlifting. There's a reason why they put out that remember when the women in Congress put out their ad, their Street Fighter ad that went viral, mostly because we were making fun of how dumb it is, how cringeworthy it is, cringy. But they also do that on purpose too. They put out things that they know are cringe because they know that then it's going to get people to talk about it. And this Zoran Mandami, this guy was doing this before anybody even was paying attention to it. You know, it's funny. A friend of mine called me today. He said, "Hey, do you still work with candidates on their public speaking and media training?" And I said, "Well, I don't really have a lot of time for it today as I used to, but I will help select people." And he's a friend who's backing somebody who may run for a race. And I said, in this case, yes. And he said, would you outsource that? I said, no, I would personally do it because it's you. You're my friend. And if you're backing this candidate, then I would help. And I would also charge a premium for that. But my thoughts on prepping a candidate, I mean, that all has to change, too, in the sense that now they have to be really good on social media. Because that's where the eyes are. You know what I mean? The eyes are going to be there more than a debate like they used to be. But then you got to figure out, if you're good at this, which I am, how can you get a candidate to say something that will go viral on social media so that in a 60-minute boring debate, something, 30 seconds, 40 seconds, will go viral. But part of Mandami's charm is that he was seizing this, putting out these videos, and he was getting eyeballs. I don't want Swalwell pumping iron. Oh, God, I don't want to see that. Nobody wants to see that. Does anybody want to see that? Nobody wants to see that.
Well, it
seems like Matt
wants
to see it.
I don't want to see it. I
think you do.
I don't want to see it. He's not even lifting a lot of weight. I think what I saw online was it was 135 pounds. I don't want to see it. You're
protesting
referenced
a little too hard.
You referenced it a handful of times, and I figured, you know what? I'm on X right now anyway. I'll find the video. I'll grab the clip. If Rich wants to reference it again and show it to our audience, it's there. You're not pressured to use it. It's just there if you want it.
Justin, just an observation. Do you notice how he didn't do that with the Sydney Sweeney ad? Like, we had to send him the Sydney Sweeney ad?
Not true at all. No, I had the Sydney Sweeney ad ready to go long before anyone even referenced it on the show. I don't miss a moment of Sydney Sweeney.
Sounds like a little bit of cope, buddy.
Ophelia Duff protests too much.
I hate you both so much.
That's the idea. That's the goal. Maybe we'll play Swalwell Pumping Iron. I don't know. Maybe we'll ask the YouTube community if it's something that they want to see.
All right. If I'm being honest, I only want to play the Swalwell Pumping Iron clip so that we can use my other favorite Swalwell clip, which we haven't had the opportunity to use in quite some time.
Which is him ripping one.
While on MSNBC, yeah.
Which I imagine he would probably do if he was lifting weights, straining in that manner.
Oh, yuck.
I know. So what these idiots are all doing now. We'll think about it. But thank you for finding it, and we'll take it under advisement and consideration, and we'll consult the YouTube community since they're the ones who have to watch it.
Should we put up a poll?
Sure. Why
I'm
not?
I'm literally doing that right now.
Oh, excellent. Perfect.
Do that. And in the meantime, I'll tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends over there, because saving 10% is a big deal. When it comes to your home, protection, peace of mind, well, these things are paramount. And so is the craftsmanship. And so is the fact that Emmons uses American-made materials. That's right. They are my go-to contractor for roofing, siding, doors, windows, and even kitchen and bathroom remodeling. And yes, we use Emmons to remodel the kitchen and bathroom in our old house. They did a fantastic job. I'm thrilled with the work they did, and you should reach out to them today. Saving 10% off, it's a big deal. They serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. How is that Jersey Shore house of yours doing? Is it ready for the fact that the summer sun's been bearing down on it, but soon we're going to be dealing with winter? Well, get a free roof inspection from Emmons. They'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't, but if you do, you'll get the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business with a lifetime warranty. And the design consultants at Emmons are fantastic, so that's why Bridget loved the work they did in our old home when they remodeled their kitchen and our bathroom. You'll love the work, you'll love the craftsmanship, you'll love the people. And your home will be durable and strong and ready to withstand whatever Mother Nature birthing person nature throws at it. Reach out to Emmons today by going to emmonsroofing.com or give them a buzz at 856-885-6677. emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the walk back by man Dahmy. So I watched his press conference, and basically he comes out and he goes on and is grieving for the officer and his family, and he spent an hour with the officer's family and blah, 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 blah. Then he's asked a question about his past comments about defunding the police. That the particular unit that responded to that, he wanted that unit defunded. He also made comments in the past about how defunding the police was good for gays, for queer liberation, for trans justice. But Mandami, much like Gavin Newsom, is a political shapeshifter. So they can shapeshift and be whatever they need to be. And some politicians are really good at that. You know, like Kamala Harris, who's not running for governor. If you're just joining us, that's the big announcement that she made today. She will not be losing the race for governor. She's not a shapeshifter. She can't. She's incapable of it. If she was good, then that time on The View when they were like, hey, is there anything you would do different? She would have been like, yeah. And she would have listed all these things, and she would have done soaring rhetoric about how we need change. And instead, she just sat there and went, nah, nothing comes to mind. Nah, eh. You know, Gavin Newsom is able to shapeshift, and that's why I made the joke that Gavin Newsom is now calling for the recall of California Governor Gavin Newsom. I mean, he's literally changing everything about what he once stood for. And if you're good at it, then people have short memories, and the people that vote for Democrats typically have low IQs anyway. So, yeah, it may work with them. And Dahmy's that kind of a guy, too. So he's got all these comments he said on defund the police. Andrew Cuomo gave an interview to Cassie Hunt on MSNBC, and I watched that interview, but that won't go viral. He's boring. The LoveGov had his moment. And during COVID, you know, I mean, it was a different social media universe back then. So his long 3-hour press conferences where he would sit there and lecture everybody, and then he'd go on his brother's dumb show on CNN. That's how people consumed information in 2020. 5 years, so much has changed. And 5 months from now, so much is changing. I mean, the media landscape is changing so quickly. Exponentially isn't even a word for it. You need a new word for it. So all I got to do is just come out and say something that gets picked up. And if people are dumb enough to believe that you've changed, or that what you thought in the past is no longer your view now, and you can convince them because you have the ability to lie and BS, then they might fall for it. That's what I mean. That's when Newsom sits there with Charlie Kirk and, you know, defends his position, and he's like, yeah, I don't think men should play women's sports, but then proceeds to enact policy. John Fetterman, I think Fetterman's a political shapeshifter. I know everybody believes that he's had some sort of a political transformation, but his votes don't suggest that. His statements do, and his statements tend to go viral, because when John Fetterman says something, it's such an outlier point that it tends to blow up social media. And then people get angry at him for saying it, and then that blows up social media. But his votes are still the same. So I don't think he's changed. I think he's just he's another one who's very good at being a political shapeshifter. So here's what a little bit of what Mandami said when he was speaking earlier today at this press conference that he gave. I don't have the cut in front of me, but I think you guys have it. So go ahead.
Having conversations. Do you wish you hadn't said some of those things a few years back?
My statements in 2020 were ones made amidst a frustration that many New Yorkers held at the murder of George Floyd and the inability to deliver on what Eric Adams, of all people, described as the right for all of us to be able to enjoy safety and justice, that we need not choose between the two. I know that Governor Cuomo is far more comfortable in the past, whether it be...
See? So he's slick, boy. We'll talk more about that straight ahead. Don't go away. Big 4 o'clock hour. Stay right there.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You Must Remember This is the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.